But they publish a book called Nowhere at Home, which are the letters that Emma Goldman and Alexander Berkman wrote to one another in exile after, you know, they'd been deported from the United States. Among those letters that I read at the International Institute of Social History were the letters from Ben Reitman. And as I read them, I'd never come across that before, and as I read those letters, I thought that the International Institute of Social History would be ablaze in 5 minutes from those letters. Well, you have to read those letters. I mean, you can't even call them love letters. I mean, the phrase love letter is a pallid description of the letters that went between Reitman and Goldman. You'll find some of them reproduced in Candace Falk's book. I've been talking to you about the older literature, but in the last few years there have been a number of books, one of them Candace Falk's books, Love, Anarchy, and Emma Goldman, and she reproduces what's called Love and Anarchy, I think. She reproduces some of the Reitman Goldman letters. And what I think I'll do is sort of give you. I'm looking at you and trying to figure out by looking at you how much do you know about Emma Goldman, and it's very hard to tell. So, but I will give you a quick rundown of her life. I don't see how I can, but I will give you a sort of quick summary of her life, and then go into what I think, we'll talk about some of her ideas, which to me is most important. That is, her life is, of course, fascinating, and history is interesting, but I've never been a historian who sort of went into the past and got lost in it, which is a common thing. Because it's so interesting. You go in, and you get lost. You don't want to come out. It's fascinating. But I believe that, I always believed you should go in, and as tempting as it is to stay, come out, and bring some of that stuff with you and apply it to what's going on today and make some connection between what has happened in the past and what is going on today. So in that sense, her ideas, transcend the period in which she lived and connect, I think, very closely and very importantly with the kind of things that are still going on today. But she